Good morning, good afternoon, once again, or good evening, wherever you are in this mad world. And you're going to look at the title and think, fucking hell, stop talking about these two. But I can't help it. I'm a massive Noel fanboy. And I see far too much of Liam Gallagher being the main fucking man. Whereas he's not. And I'm going to say it once again, he's brought me some of the best days of my life. And I've been chatting to some people on Facebook groups and posting a few things that will bait a few comments in. And honestly, I said in a Noel Gallagher group, all right, it's called Noel Gallagher, the Chief. It's a Facebook group. And it's got, you know, a lot. A Noel Gallagher fanboys, obviously, that's because that's what the name of the fucking group is. But I put, listen, something along the lines of, Noel Gallagher is the main man, always will be the main man, and still is the main man. I'll tell you, I'll see if I can find the actual post. Let's have a look. So I put, no, not that one. Hold on, I'm finding it. Yeah, it is what I put. Don't care what anyone says. Noel Gallagher is the main man, the chief, always is, always will be. A man who plays what he wants, when he wants, for the love of music. He's not sold his soul to reunite with Oasis, which, let's face it, would be shite anyway. The songs he gave us will never be forgotten. Noel G is the GOAT from his number one fan, me. And, you know, I'm just going to touch on this. I think this is actually going to be the very last time I talk about this situation. And I first of all want to say that both of them together, as Oasis, gave me some of the best days of my life. But Liam on his own doesn't do it for me at all. And I still supported him because I've been to see him live 3 times to see if I could get into it. Spent money. I've even got the fucking t-shirts to show it. Right? And I still will always love him for what he did in Oasis. Okay? But he's singing Oasis songs. People, there was the odd person that replied to me saying, yeah, but he sold Nebworth out 2 nights in a row. Singing fucking Oasis songs, mates! Singing Oasis songs! Yeah? Go and sell Nebworth out singing your own songs. Yeah? I think Noel Gallagher is entitled to do whatever he fucking wants with them Oasis songs because he fucking wrote them, right? And it just is fact. I know Liam was part of the band and he made them songs and everything else, but when I watch Noel do them songs, he's changed them, or he's not changed them, he's changed them back into the way they were written. They were changed for Liam to sing. Maybe some of them, a lot of them, were written for Liam to sing. But the way Noel plays him in his gigs, yeah, it's chilled out, it's laid back. Because that's the way he wrote it. And I'm hearing Noel songs. I mean, he did a version on Radio 2 of Live Forever. It was with, or who was it with? Zoe Ball, I think it was. About a year ago. And it's like a long interview and it's like 3 songs on there. And he played Live Forever, one of them. In a completely different version to I've ever heard it before. And like I said, I've given Liam the chance as a fan. Because, yeah, you say, oh, God, you give him a chance. Yeah, well, I'm a fan. Without the fans, you're nothing. So I think Noel appreciates that Liam's going out and doing his bit for Oasis. Because he's got more fans into Oasis. And Noel can just sit back and, you know, let it roll in. Let it roll in because he's doing some work for Oasis. He's bringing money in because records are still selling. Old records are now starting to be sold again. But I'm telling you now, in 2-3 years' time, I mean, Noel Gallagher released a song, didn't he, not long ago? Pretty Boy. And that's been slated by probably mainly Liam Gallagher fans. Because Liam has attracted a very young audience coming in again, hasn't he? I mean, there's people in 14, 15, 16 starting to listen to Liam Gallagher who who will troll online. But all I'm saying is that Liam and his stuff is not for me. Those songs that he plays, the Oasis ones, are not being played and sung as well as they were back in the 90s and the early 2000s, early 90s. And for that reason, I won't listen to any more of it. I won't listen to any more of it. Because for me, I've seen Oasis, I can't even remember, maybe 10 times live, stadiums, when they were in, not when they were actually in the, well, yeah, early 2000s when I started. I was a bit too young when it was 94, 95. I was only like at 10, 11. So, but they need to be left alone, in my opinion, because I won't listen to them again, because I've heard them at their best. And I've heard Liam at his best, and Liam was fucking amazing. Probably the best front man behind, let's say, Richard Ashcroft for me, Tom from Kasabian, of that era. He was the main man, he was the GOAT. And you know what? If Liam went aside and just did like a solo career of just his own songs, singing in, you know, smaller venues, just like what Noel does, I'd have a lot more respect for him, and I'd go and I'd watch his gigs. So I hope you kind of understand what I'm saying here now. Because why does Liam need to go and wreck his voice even more at a big place like Nebworth, which I said he would struggle to sing them songs, which is going in his documentary, because I'm already in the fucking trailer. They've pinched something that I've said, and I said something along the lines of, what did I say? His voice won't carry at Nebworth, right? And I still stick to that. I wasn't at Nebworth, but I wouldn't have wanted to hear it, because I can't stand listening to him anymore. I just can't stand it. He's just screaming, shouting out songs, shouting. And he was in an interview not long ago, and he was saying, I don't give a fuck what the fans say. I'll fucking scream and I'll spit at the mic and I'll fucking shout them songs out, whether I sing them or not. That's not what I want to fucking hear, mate. I don't come to watch you fucking shouting out songs. Some of the words, he literally shouts instead of singing them. Whereas you go to a Noel gig now, it's quieter, it's more relaxed, because he knows what he is. He's done his time at Oasis, and he's doing his own music, and he's chilled out, and that's all he's doing. He's not selling out. In my opinion, Liam's selling out. Obviously, he needed the dosh way more than Noel, with all the things that's happened in his life, you know, the things that's happened, which you only have to Google, you know, certain affairs he's had, which has created little Gallaghers, and cost him a lot of money. Divorce cost him a lot of money. He's not going to sit there and deny that. So to me, that's the only reason Liam Gallagher is doing this, is for the money, which, you know, if you need the dosh, you need millions of pounds put back in your bank. Fucking yeah, but it's not for me. I'm not going to watch it just because you want to make some money. And that's the way it feels to me. I think it's just all money driven. Whereas Noel Gallagher is not selling out. Noel Gallagher literally just barely breaks even when he does a gig or he goes touring. He's even said that in an interview. He's got 12 people to pay. Is he still playing? Does he still go on stage? There's a version of Dead in the Water, a new one, well, about a year ago. And I'll try and put it in the comments below. Yeah, I will put it in the comments below. And you watch the way he's playing that song. He's sitting there, right? And he's at the front, and he's got this big fucking guitar, and he's sat there, and he's like a big fucking child. You can see it in him, loving it, playing his own song. So it doesn't matter what crowd or what he's doing, he's sitting there playing music for the love of music. And obviously he's been a lot more sensible than Liam with his money, and he's rich as fuck. So he doesn't need to go out and sell out anyway, which is another reason he could go out. Imagine if Oasis got back together, which, by the way, in a previous video, click of a finger, Liam goes running to Noel, and he would, and there's plenty of times he said that. He'd leave his bandmates in the lurch if Noel Gallagher said, we got a gig tomorrow, let's fucking do it then, Oasis tomorrow. He'd drop every fucking one of them lads in that band. See you later. Yeah? So, and If he says otherwise, bollocks. If Noel said to him, listen, you want to get Oasis back together, it's tomorrow or it's never. He'd drop those lads. He'd drop all his, what he's doing now, and he'd fucking go back to Oasis. Which he said, which I think is fucking disrespectful to the band members that are still going on tour with you and managing to make you look somewhat okay on stage. So, listen, these are just my opinions. Noel Gallagher is the absolute GOAT and always fucking will be.